All righty. David Osbury today did not practice. He's out. Vincent Brown today did not practice. He's out. TJ Carey was full today. He's probable. Jimmy Chekwa did not practice today. He's out. Keith McGill did not practice today. He's out. Marcel Reese was limited today, and he's probable. Carlos Rogers today did not practice. Okay, he's doubtful. Justin Tuck, he was limited today. He's probable. Jermaine Oluwole was limited today, and he is probable. And Kimbrell Tompkins was full today, and he's probable.
With Carlos, do you see anything out of him, or is it enough the fact that he's been in the league for years and that you've seen him in previous weeks?
That's pretty much what I'm going on. Obviously, he hasn't practiced all week right now. Okay, we'll make a decision here and see where he is, here tomorrow as well. But, Carlos is a guy who understands. He's a smart guy, knows the plan, understands it, so has taken plenty of reps, prior to this. But did not practice, for a couple of days.
What about the weather? If it's going to rain up there, does that come into account with him, with his knee, the fact that it might give out more, or is it?
You have to think of all those things, when you're looking ahead, and, obviously, we know there could be some weather up there right now, and, we ordered it up here today in beautiful Alameda, so worked out good for us.
TJ go in his place if he can't go?
We'll see. We'll see how we play that if he can't go, but, we have a couple different guys back there, obviously. I think you said TJ.
TJ, yeah.
Okay. We have a few other guys. Obviously, we have TJ, we have Nico, we have DJ, so we got all the J's in there. So, see.
I think a couple weeks ago, I think you like worked out, I believe Justin or Marcel, and kind of made that decision on whether they were going to play
right
or not.
Yeah.
Could we have a similar situation with Carlos? Or
I don't think so. I think it'd be pretty cut and dry, but we'll see.
How has Carr handled noise on the road? I think
he's handled it. Yeah, he's handled it really well. I think on the road, obviously last week our operation in Cleveland was a tick slower, than normal. Some situations we had, I think, two delay of game penalties, which cannot happen. Now that's not all on Derek in that situation at all. But the huddle is his, so. As soon as he gets to play, we got to get in and out of the huddle and get to the football. I think he's been in that environment before in college, in several situations, and certainly has been in that environment right now where it's been loud, in some of the stadiums. This is going to be a loud place. So we're totally prepared for that, right now. We've been practicing that, all week.
Challenges of stopping a rusher like Marshawn Lynch, and especially his style. It doesn't seem like you face too many rushers.
His style is really different. He's a physical, tough, kind of reckless runner, if you will. And if you don't tackle him, and you don't get both arms around him and wrap tackle him and do those things and get a lot of hats to the football, he's going to make yards after contact. He's going to end up making some big plays. So, there's some definite challenges there. We got to get a lot of people to the football when it comes to him. And that's risk reward too, because as you're flying to the football, this quarterback pulls the football and runs around the end. Now you have an issue there. So, you got to be disciplined, and when you have your chances to make tackles on him, you're going to have to get him to the ground.
Tompkins was back, so everything was cool with him.
He was back. So, yeah.
Excused absence, or everything was just a personal thing?
It was a personal thing off the field, yeah.